May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be found acceptable in your sight, O Lord. For you are our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. You may be seated. Summertime is a time for traveling light. From the amount of clothing that we wear as we walk about, to the shoes we put on at leisure, to the amount of stuff that we tend to carry around, everything gets a little lighter. Even vacations are, well, at least they're supposed to be, about leaving all our accumulated stuff behind and getting away from it all. Even our summertime gospel this morning, from the gospel according to Luke, has to do with traveling light. Jesus calls his disciples together, gives them authority, and sends them out to carry the good news of God's love, to preach, to teach, to heal, to confront evil wherever they may encounter it, to be his advance party. He charges them to carry no purse, no bag, and no sandals. Now contrast that instruction with what the typically dressed person in Palestine of that day would have worn. He or she would have had at least 5 articles of clothing, 2 tunics, one an inner garment, and the other an outer garment that doubled as a cloak by day and a blanket at night. And then there was the girdle, a kind of wraparound waistband that held everything together. And then there would be a head covering and sandals. There would be a purse or a traveler's bag that carried food and money and was slung over the shoulder. But Jesus told his followers to leave most of that behind. His advance party was to travel light so that they would be dependent upon him for their provision, and so be free to share God's love with everyone. Now there's a message in that for you and me. We are called to be Jesus' advance party, called to share the story of our faith in him with others wherever we are. And as with these early disciples, Jesus sends us out too. And yet, so often we find ourselves bogged down with stuff, with things, and not just material things. There is other baggage that can weigh us down too. Are we over-obligated to lesser causes, so that the real priorities get only brief attention? And what of emotional baggage, old scores, unsettled and festering resentments? Dragging so much baggage with us, so preoccupied with such a variety of things, we find it difficult to focus on Jesus' call for our lives. So what are we supposed to do? Well, the answer to that question begins with an image in our psalm this morning. We hear the psalmist thank God for drawing him up. It's the same language that's used in the 23rd psalm when it says, "He restores my soul." Now, we know ourselves to occasionally need drawing up and restoring. And this shepherding image that the 30th and the 23rd psalm share can really help us picture how the Lord works this in our lives. You see, from time to time, a shepherd is required to draw up and restore the sheep. Sheep, it seems, have a tendency to quite literally get cast down. What happens is that the shepherd will find a sheep on its back, all 4 legs straight up in the air, unable to get back up. And the attentive shepherd will set that sheep back on its feet, massaging life into its limbs, and thus the shepherd draws up and restores the sheep. So, what causes that sheep to become cast down in the first place? Well, most often it's simply a result of having too much wool. The sheep's fleece becomes very long and thick, heavily matted with burrs and mud and other debris, and so it is weighted down with its own wool, so much so that it can topple over and be rendered nearly helpless. Now, sheep do not particularly enjoy being sheared, but when it's over, there is great relief. There's no longer the threat of being cast down, and there is the pleasure of being set free from that hot, heavy coat, set free to follow the shepherd once more. Okay, the analogy's pretty obvious. But I'm going to draw it anyway. Most of us have too much stuff. Too much stuff can be a problem for a follower of Jesus. The more things we accumulate, whether they are material or time-consuming or emotionally crippling, the more our freedom is restricted. The more stuff that we have, the more demands it makes on our attention. And the more attached we get to our stuff, the harder it is to hear the call of Jesus. But if we will let him, Jesus will draw us back up and restore our souls. And in doing so, he will enable us to travel light once more. You know, Jesus' call to travel light is actually more than just a call to be less dependent on things. It's also a call to simplify our lives, to become more carefree. Here's a short prose that I think says it all. It's one that you probably have read in one form or another before. It's many different versions are available out there online, and they're from various authors. But this particular one is from Irma Bombeck. And I think she nailed it. She wrote this version in her last year as she was facing terminal cancer, and this is what she said. If I had my life to live over, I'd pick more daisies. I'd try to make more mistakes next time. I would be sillier than I have been on this trip. I would relax. I would limber up. I know very few things I would take seriously. I would take more trips, travel lighter. I would take more chances. I would climb more mountains, swim more rivers, and watch more sunsets. I would eat more ice cream and less bran. I would have more actual problems and fewer imaginary ones. You see, I am one of those people who live practically and sensibly and sanely, hour after hour, day after day. Oh, I've had my mad moments. And if I had to do it over again, I'd have more of them. Just moments, one after the other, instead of living so many minutes ahead. I have been one of those people who never go anywhere without a thermometer, a hot water bottle, a gargle, a raincoat, and a road map. If I had my life to live over, I would start barefooted earlier in the spring and stay that way later in the fall. I would ride more merry-go-rounds and swings more. I would do more water and sun fun things. I'd turn more somersaults and roll in the grass and go barefoot all over. If I had my life to live over, I'd spend more time at fun places. I'd try to be more in touch with God and those I love. I'd pray out loud more and not care what people think or expect of me. I'd just be me, more and more. Yes, I'd pick more daisies next time. Jesus calls us, loves us, and then sends us out. He gives us the opportunity to be his advance party. He calls us to travel light, to shed our excess wool, to uncomplicate, to simplify, to catch a kind of lovely naivete once again. To move with Jesus means that we don't have to take all of our baggage with us. What's bogging you down? What excess baggage might you be carrying? Too much stuff? Too busy? Life too complicated? Is the Lord calling you to leave behind the emotional baggage of complaints and grudges or resentments? Healing often has to do with unpacking, shedding all those things that are weighing us down. Accept Jesus' invitation to travel light. You will fall in love again with your life of faith. You will gain the courage you need for all those rough spots. And with the prayer support of your friends, a skip in your step and a song in your heart, travel light. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.